Let's talk a little bit about cetuximab and head and neck cancer.
Cetuximab is a monoclonal antibody which targets the epidermal growth factor receptor. Work done at University of Pittsburgh as well as within the RTOG demonstrated that those head and neck tumors which overexpress epidermal growth factor receptor have a worse prognosis in terms of recurrence and survival than those that don't overexpress to the same extent. So EGFR is a highly relevant target for head and neck cancer. Cetuximab was studied early on against head and neck cancer, first in a phase 1-2 pilot study at the University of Alabama at Birmingham by Francisco Robert and others, showing that it could be given on a weekly basis during a course of radiation, was well tolerated, and looked like it had promising results. That led to an international phase 3 study in which patients with moderate risk squamous cell carcinoma of the head and neck were randomized between radiation alone and radiation and weekly cetuximab. That result was published last year in the New England Journal by James Bonner et al., showing a statistically significant improvement in survival favoring the cetuximab-containing arm as well as in disease control. What was very interesting is the magnitude of benefit was almost identical to that we saw when we looked at radiation cisplatinum versus radiation alone. But the difference was we did not have the enhancement of the mucositis, stomatitis, and local regional toxicity that you get with cisplatinum as well as the hematologic toxicity. So this was a very exciting trial. It was conducted at a time where many patients who subsequently might have received cisplatinum-based chemotherapy did not or were not obliged to perhaps at that time. So it really allows us to really think of another tool in our armamentarium against head and neck cancer.
Can you talk a little bit more about the Bonner study in terms of what the eligibility and design of the study was?
Right. So it was a 1-to-1 phase 3 design study. Patients could have basically either stage 2, 3, or 4 head and neck cancer. Some patients were high-risk patients who were resected. Other patients had unresected disease, but they, in general, did not have bulky bilateral fixed lymph nodes. But the overlap in eligibility between, let's say, that study and the typical phase 3 RTOG trial of stage 3 to 4 head and neck cancer was fairly substantial, but a slightly more intermediate rather than high-risk local regional head and neck cancer. The median survival, based on the way the curves went, was substantially higher. It was about, I believe, a 50% increase in median survival. The absolute survival benefit out at a few years was statistically significant with a good hazard ratio.
What do we know about the potential synergy between cetuximab and radiation therapy?
Yeah, we know it from preclinical studies that there's great synergy, and it was demonstrated in this study. And we've seen in some pilot data elsewhere that there's been synergy elsewhere. But clearly, the benefit of targeting EGFR in conjunction with radiation was well demonstrated by investigators at MD Anderson and University of Colorado and University of Wisconsin in laboratory studies. As far as toxicity goes, the only toxicity that was substantially greater in the cetuximab-containing arm really was the skin rash that we know is a class effect from EGFR-targeting agents, perhaps some more diarrhea, but was not a greater increase in radiation treatment interruptions, nor was there meaningful hematologic toxicity.